From the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia, in Canada, I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. This week, we are all instrumental. And we start out with Mason Williams and Classical Gas on Pop Shop Radio. Radio totally instrumental this week with Mason Williams, Classical Gas, 1968 record. Song was originally called Classical Gasoline and somehow got changed around. Went to number two in the charts in the U.S. and Canada, and it featured the Wrecking Crew helping him out. And kind of looks like they took over the studio here sometimes. We are Pop Shop Radio. Speaking of the Wrecking Crew, well, they also backed Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass back in 62 with the Lonely Bull.
Oh,
Pop Shop Radio, all instrumental this week with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, 1962. Went to number 6 in the charts. The song was originally called Twinkle Star, which if you kind of listen to it, it does sound a little bit like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in places. And of course, it features the Wrecking Crew. We'll be hearing a lot from them in this show. But right now, we've got the Dakotas without Billy J. Kramer. Pop Shop Radio with the Dakotas without Billy J. Kramer. Number 16 record in the UK. That's called The Cruel Sea. When it was released in the US, for some odd reason, they chose to call it The Cruel Surf. Who knows why? Oh, well. Speaking of the Wrecking Crew a few minutes ago, here they are again. That is a group called the Ripcords. They were actually the Wrecking Crew, and it is a record called Bunny Hill. Those little critters popping all around there, no doubt, in the studio. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. Here next, we have the Who Orchestra, or the Grand Bond Organization, if you will. We'll be right back. For all kind of reasons, that was released as the B-side of a Who single, and they called it the Who Orchestra. It was really the Grand Bond Organization. In the U.S., it was called Waltz for a Pig. In some places, it was called Circles, and it was just a whole mess from 1966. The song is good, though. We're all instrumental here on Pop Shop Radio this week, and right now, we have got Santo and Johnny, 1959 and Sleepwalk. Johnny from Brooklyn on Sleepwalk, 1959, number one record, and it stayed in the top 40 in Billboard from July through November of 59. Take that, Spotify statistics. This is Pop Shop Radio, and by the way, that was also recorded by these guys coming right up. Yes, The Shadows without Cliff Richard. This is Man of Mystery from 1960. Records ago, we heard the Dakotas without Billy J. Kramer, and there we have the Shadows without Cliff Richard. Yeah, 1960. Took that one to number five in the UK. It is called Man of Mystery. Kind of like me a little bit sometimes. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. We have got great instrumental music for you on this show this week. Heading over to Sweden right now. Here are the Spotniks and the Rocket Man from 62. We'll be right back. That is the Spotniks with Bo Windberg, 1962. That was their biggest hit in the UK. It's called The Rocket Man, and it's based on a Russian folk song called Polyushko Polye. Oh, and I love the Spotniks. They are just absolutely tremendous. We are Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. We're all instrumental this week. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSO card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Here's The Ventures. They are The Ventures from Tacoma, Washington, 1960 there with an old, old song called Perfidia that they took to number 15. And, of course, big days ahead for them with a record called Walk, Don't Run. You want to run over to your radio right now and turn up the volume because it's time to do a little bit of dancing with the Tramps. This is called Penguin in the Big Apple on Pop Shop Radio. That is the Tramps there on Pop Shop Radio. Penguin at the Big Apple. That's the B-side to their hit 45, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. The song goes all the way back to 1935. The Tramps, of course, weren't from the Big Apple. They were from Philadelphia, which I'm not quite sure it's the big whatever. But who knows? We are Pop Shop Radio. We're going to head to Washington Square right now with the Village Stompers. The Village Stompers from Greenwich Village in New York, here on Pop Shop Radio's all-instrumental edition, 1960s for that group that did a little bit of Dixieland folk kind of stuff. Took it to number two in the charts in 63, and they actually were nominated for a Grammy. Your goal was to hear some zither on the radio today. Well, just made your day. That is Anton Karas from Austria, 1949. Played from 78 RPM, the Third Man theme, or the Harry Lime theme, if you prefer. and it sold 500,000 copies in the U.S. alone in 2 weeks. Take that, Spotify. We are Pop Shop Radio, heard on great radio stations like Channel 292 in Germany and WRMI in Okeechobee, USA. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report at radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca. On Twitter at Pop Shop Radio 1. Stick around, we've got a shortwave radiogram after much more music. Sound of the Tornadoes, produced by Joe Meek, Telstar 1962, number one in the U.S. and the U.K. And that sound that you hear of what would be the satellite passing by, well, that's actually the sound of Joe flushing the toilet at 304 Holloway Road. Strange, huh? We are Pop Shop Radio. This is Booker T and the MGs. Time is a little bit tight. We'll be right back. Shop Radio, grooving along with the Memphis Soul sound of Booker T and the MGs, Time is Tight, 1968. That one was also part of a film called Uptight. Don't get uptight, just get down right here with Pop Shop Radio on our special all-instrumental edition from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. If you listen to Radio Caroline, you know this one. Radio with the twang and sound of Dwayne Eddy from 1960. Oh yeah, and like I say, if you listen to Radio Caroline back in the day, well, you know that one as being the theme for one of the greatest DJs of all time, big idol of mine, Mr. Johnny Walker himself. Salute to Mr. Walker from Pop Shop Radio. Right now we've got Percy Faith and his orchestra from Canada. Here is the fifth movement, Tubular Bells from 1974. Percy Faith was known for a lot more softer stuff during the 1950s, but during the 1970s, Well, let me tell you, he was cooler than cool, and that is called Fifth Movement from Tubular Bells. It's a great bike riding song, by the way, guys and gals. Hey, you want to be a cool kid? Send us a reception report at radiopopshop@gmail.com. Here's Dave Baby Cortez. Detroit, Michigan sound there from Dave Baby Cortez, The Happy Organ. Took that with a number one. It was his biggest hit of his entire recording career back in 1955. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. We are all instrumental this week. Lots and lots of cool stuff. Like this one. Shop Radio there with Ernest Ranglin, My Boy Lollipop. He not only produced it and arranged it, but that's him right there playing guitar. Jamaica, 1963 on Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. Lots and lots of kilowatts coming at you with lots and lots of cool stuff. Heading to Texas right now. This is Ernie Fields. We're in the mood. We'll be right back. That's a guy who successfully bridged the musical gap between the big band sound and R&B. Ernie Fields from Texas, 1959, and In the Mood, a record originally done way back by Glenn Miller, and even before that in the 1930s, with a riff that was actually borrowed by these guys in All You Need Is Love. Here are the Beatles. This is called Cry for a Shadow. Bob, they called that Cry for a Shadow as the Beatles tried to do a little bit of the Shadows sound there. That is the only composition to be credited as written by John Lennon and George Harrison back in 1961. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. Speaking of groups sounding like the Shadows, here's Ottawa's own The Esquires. The Esquires, who did a little bit of the Shadows sound there and borrowed a Shadows record called The Man from Adano. They received Canada's first Juno Music Award, Canada's Grammys, if you will, and were the subject of Canada's first ever music video way back in 1964. We'll be right back. Amongst several of the great things to come out of Toledo, Ohio, like Max Klinger and Tony Faco's Hungarian Hot Dogs, we have Johnny and the Hurricanes, 1959, and Red River Rock on Pop Drop Radio's all-instrumental special. Coming up, here is Link Ray and Rumble. Link Ray from 1958 and Rumble. It stands there as being the only instrumental record to ever be banned on radio stations because they thought it sounded a little bit like something that gangs would like. Well, a gang of people did like it. They took it way up the charts back in 58. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. We've got a shortwave radiogram coming up after the next record, so get your equipment ready. It's an MFSK 64, and it will be a goodie. Here's Les Elgart, Bandstand Boogie. This has been Pop Shop Radio, all instrumental edition. Les Elgart and Bandstand Boogie, the theme to the American TV show with American Bandstand, featuring Dick Clark. Ah, yeah, must-see TV for kids back in the 1960s and 70s. I am your DJ Tony with must-hear listening every week on Shortwave with Pop Shop Radio. It is time for our Shortwave Radiogram. It comes up in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop at gmail.com. That's radiopopshop at gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.